It's 420 right now, by the way.
That's Tim Gray.
Welcome to Something Wiki This Way Comes.
We always try to start on 420. We nailed it today.
Yeah, we did.
So, I'm Thomas Tolles.
I'm Jesse Bergen. And today we have a very special guest, Winnipeg comedian.
And famous stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
420 friendly, baby.
Yeah.
This is Tim Gray. You may know him from Kijiji.
Purchasing used roaches.
Yeah. And rugs.
Yeah. And hammocks. Anything you can roll up, essentially.
Anyone have a sun lamp I can borrow?
Oh, man. Legalize it.
Legalize it.
Yeah. So as you've gathered, this is a podcast.
An educational podcast.
About... how to effect political change. But actually, we go to WikiHow and we find an article and we discuss it and then we do a little improv about it afterwards.
Can I just say, in regards to legalizing it, more like Justin Too Slow?
Whoa! Oh, man. That is
it's 420 now.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all laughing, which is great because today's article is called How to Laugh Naturally on Cue.
I just want to say many of those laughs were unnatural and false, so this article is going to help us convince you a little more that we're actually enjoying this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you can pick out which laughs were real and which laughs were fake at the end of this episode, write to us.
Mm. Have we explained that it's important to follow along on WikiHow? You can see the steps, see the images, and sort of be educated by the article as we discuss it.
I'm going to post a link in the SoundCloud.
Oops.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, what a faux pas.
This is Tim's first podcast ever, so he's a bit of a learning curve.
Tim, your brownies are done.
Oh, man, that's good. Hot brownies?
I didn't mean it.
Okay, are we going to try to sustain this 420 thing through the whole...
I certainly hope.
Should we, so just before we get into how to laugh naturally on cue, should we just do a 3-2-1, we'll all laugh, laugh naturally, and then at the end of it,
we'll try it again. And we'll see if we've improved.
Yeah.
That's good. We've never actually tried to do the task while recording.
Okay.
So this is great. Okay.
Ready? 3-2-1.
Okay. I don't think we need the article.
No.
Yeah.
That's been Something Wiki This Way Comes. Catch us next week.
Tim, do you have anything you want to plug?
Nope.
We'll save
okay,
it for
great.
The
well,
ending.
Maybe we should go over the article for the people at home.
Of course.
Let me just read a bit of the introduction here. Many actors will tell you that laughing on cue is exceedingly difficult. In fact, studies suggest that humans cannot actually activate the brain's pathways for effective expression on cue, and then they've cited a source, which I'm just going to... Psychology Today.
Oh, that's a good
one. The Science of Laughter.
Mm.
We're all familiar with that.
One of the other sources was 5 Ways to Laugh When You Want to Cry. That was another article that was cited. So this is not just for actors. This is at funerals. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, if you know that song. You can be that kind of guy, too.
So let's dive right in with part one, step one, cultivating humor in your life. Look for situational humor. One of the best ways to call upon a funny thought when you need it is by finding humor in everyday life.
Oh my gosh, that's so true, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's like... true.
I just look at a sunset and I just start cracking up.
Oh man. Sometimes I'll just look at a faucet and I'll be like, that's how I get water in my house. it looks like
a little tube.
Oh.
I got the wackiest neighbor. He's always coming in.
Borrowing sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think he's a criminal.
Oh, dear. To help you see the funny side of life, try asking yourself in various day-to-day situations, what's funny about this?
So, for example, if your neighbor was a convicted felon, what is funny about this?
What is funny about this? You know, like he can't travel to certain places.
The border takes forever.
Yeah,
true,
yeah.
probably yeah, finds yeah. it hard to get work.
That's right, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Can't go in just, certain school districts.
No, no,
a lot of gut busters.
No.
A lot of gut busters here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, our prison system is a joke.
Ooh.
Ooh, topical.
More political.
Legalize
Justin.
It.
Too slow.
Free those people.
Free them, yeah. Yeah, oh man, at least get them some sort of rehabilitation.
Yes,
right?
Right?
There's nothing funny about that.
Maybe they should read. Like, mandated to read this.
WikiHow?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Step two. Watch comedies and stand-up.
Mm.
Watching a comedy show can help you build up a surplus of funny thoughts and memories.
Yeah.
You guys remember the Seinfeld episode where they couldn't get a table at the Chinese restaurant?
Oh, that faucet in the background was so weird.
Classic.
Oh, man.
Or there was like a parking lot in one of the episodes.
I use those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the example they've used in the image here looks like a man with a leaf blower being blown in his face.
Yeah.
He's got like a toad's tongue and his hair is slicked up like there's something about Mary. He's like having some kind of allergic reaction.
Yeah, totally. His tongue is like five times too big.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because it's exaggeration.
Right. Maybe he's eating a slipper though.
That could be true. Oh,
have
man.
You considered that he's eating a slipper?
Did you see that According to Jim episode where they ran out of food?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The faucet in the background?
Really funny. Oh, man, yeah.
Did you watch the episode of 8 Simple Rules to Dating My Daughter where they ran out of food?
No, I also had to eat slippers.
Yeah. That eat the daughter.
That's true. 8 simple preparations for
8 simple ways
cannibalism.
To eat my daughter.
Oh man, yeah. What a great, and what I loved is they kept that continuity, and the rest of the show she was not a character anymore.
That's right. That's right.
And they kept the title, which was confusing.
Every once in a while they would like,
they would
music
scratch
would
out the D, so it's
exactly.
Yeah. Ate my daughter.
That's good. Oh, that was a good one. Do you guys remember the episode of Friends where they ran out of food?
Yeah. Chandler was a faucet.
He was. And they're like, turn on the waterworks. Chandler. Oh, man.
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry. Oh, so many fun memories of Matthew Perry.
Still, though, most of this laughter we've been doing has been false.
Yes.
Number three, memorize funny jokes.
Do you guys know any funny jokes? Can I tell you guys a joke? One of my favorite street jokes?
Absolutely.
Is, okay, so there's two whales in a bar, and the first whale turns to the second whale and says, and then the second whale turns to the first whale and says, "Go home, Steve, you're drunk."
Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah. Your turn, Jesse.
Okay. Let me see if I've got one
really,
queued up here.
You really built the energy up for Jesse with that five-minute whale noise.
Yeah.
One of my favorite jokes is this guy goes to a movie.
You edit this, right?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going
to cut that down to three.
No.
I'm going to arrange these jokes in order of sending hilarity. So
you'll be able to tell whose was the best.
Mm-hmm. So this guy goes to watch a movie, and he's sitting in the movie theater, and in front of him is a man and his dog. His dog's sitting in the seat next to him. And the movie starts, and the man behind them is amazed that the dog is laughing at all the funny parts and is weeping at all the sad parts of this movie, just openly weeping, and he's afraid and shivering at all the scary parts in the movie, just reacting like in this amazing way. And after the movie ends, they go in the lobby, and the man who was sitting behind them comes up to the owner and the dog, and he says, "That was amazing. I've never seen anything like that." And the owner turns to them and says, "You're telling me he hated the book." Yeah, so I'm gonna cut that down considerably.
So memorize those, and
convincing laughter will follow.
Yeah.
Number four, laugh with other people. Though it may seem strange, some people find that laughing with other people, say, in a comedy club or in a group of comedic friends,
right.
Like
that's
Friends,
us.
Yeah,
friends.
Yeah. Can actually teach people how to laugh more naturally.
Oh, no way.
Don't laugh in a vacuum, guys.
Yeah. They don't get it.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
You guys have a comedic group of friends?
Yeah.
You do, actually, Tim.
I got, and, yeah, fake laughing with them, I think, has really changed my life.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, yeah, it's nothing forges a friendship like fake laughing at them all the time. Yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
At them, with them, around them.
Mm-hmm. If you got some clumsy friends.
Oh, I do have some clumsy friends, yeah.
Dropping
clumsy
things.
Friends are the best, yeah.
So easy to always, fake laugh at that.
Yeah, right? Always falling down and the music plays.
I know, right? Oh, man. Ooh. It may not work for everyone, this is a caveat, but for some people, laughing in a social setting may help elicit more natural laugh, while also teaching you how to create that laugh.
So, I guess I'm just wondering who the audience is for this article.
That's what I was just wondering.
Because I mean, is it specifically for actors, or is it for, like, robot, like,
yes.
If you're like
people who can't emote,
Ex Machina style,
right.
Like escaped into the world,
yeah.
And you need to start like blending in.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the Terminator and you just killed somebody for a leather jacket, and
yeah.
Everyone's wondering, is this guy a robot?
and then you say something classic, like,
yeah.
No, I am not in the third movie, and everybody knows that you get it.
I'm not a hack.
No,
I was
career.
Elected governor of an actual state.
Yeah, I held office.
To be fair, though, that dude's really strong.
Yeah.
And I think he legalized it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But yeah,
dispensaries on every corner.
Yeah, man.
Is WikiHow, like, just something that humans are designing that'll be a blueprint for the robot takeover?
Yeah. Yeah, when the singularity hits,
this is
going to be,
I know that when we did How to Draw a Treehouse, I was definitely worried how robots were going to use that.
Yeah.
Because that's the one advantage humans have over the machine is our ability to draw treehouses.
That's true.
And maintain treehouses.
Oh, wow. This next...
I'm terrified and delighted, sorry. I'm terrified and delighted because it would also mean that there's robots going around like, ha 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 ha.
No kidding.
Have I told you the one about Sarah Jessica Parker?
How did she afford that apartment on her writer's salary?
And then the whale says, oh, oh, oh.
And his friend says, 420, blaze it.
Mixing wires. And
yeah.
It broke me. I have to say, though, if Skynet learns exclusively from WikiHow, there's going to be a lot of robots learning how to be the dream boy, learning how to keep their crushes a secret,
huge jackass
how to paint their nails.
Yeah.
Loving Johnny Knoxville and the boys.
Yeah. Yep.
I kind of want that world now. I kind of want to be ruled by that.
Absorb every article and just see what type of person you are.
Yeah. Like,
is there a wiki? Did you guys do a wiki on how to love?
We've done some romantic ones,
okay.
Like how to keep your crush a secret, but not that,
that
far.
How to keep your crush a secret?
Yeah.
That was our previous
all
episode.
All sorts of steps to, I feel like robots have one up on us in that category.
Yeah, I don't think robots feel a lot of guilt.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa, bold statements here from Thomas Tull.
Sorry.
Sorry, Team 1000.
Yeah.
Sorry, boy from that AI?
What's that actor's name?
Yeah.
Was it? Could he see dead people in that one?
No, it's a really good movie, though.
Did you guys know that the role that he played in Sixth Sense was originally going to go to Billy Joel Osment?
No!
I see piano people.
Wow.
Memorize that one, folks.
Can you imagine in the future there's some robot who's listening to this podcast on his way to work?
Probably not laughing at all, unfortunately.
Yeah. Robots have to commute to and from work.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really weighing into us.
Gotta go rate those BuzzFeed articles.
Gotta be able to laugh at yourself.
We're on part two. This is when we get into the performance. Performing laughter. Number one, focus on the situation. There's a lovely picture of a man in a tank top imitating a duck or a swan.
Right, yeah, it's got a thought bubble.
Yeah, somehow that must relate to his situation, since that's the step.
Yeah, a lot of these start, too, with, if you're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I don't want to meet this group of actors who, like, study this.
They're performing Duck, Duck, Goose at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Sunday in the Park with George. Some ducks in it, maybe. Oh, Mighty Ducks.
Quack. Oh, here's the guy from the comedy special reappearing. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, genuine laughter over here.
Bodily functions.
Functions are funny. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's go on. Number two, step two. Choose an appropriate response. Mm. There are many different types of laughter, ranging from a brief personal chuckle.
Or a belch.
Mm-hmm. Oh. To a side-splitting fit of laughter. The levels are going to be so crazy for this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You better go visit a surgeon because your sides are going to be split, guys.
So if someone tells you a joke that's just a little funny and your sides burst open like Alien... They're going to be suspicious that...
It wasn't that funny, Gerald.
Right. Oh, I did it again. Shows the inappropriate response.
Before you attempt to laugh on cue, it's important to determine up front what size and type of laugh would be most appropriate. Okay, so it's like, here it comes. This is going to be a joke about why did the chicken cross the road? So
I'm going to decide ahead of time that this is a size splitter. Yeah,
this is a 4 out of 10 laugh.
So. Real, real thing I observed in high school was people would just start laughing before the joke was over, like out of nervous anticipation.
So a man walks into a bar, and the man... That is...
Yes.
Anyway.
I still do that as an adult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. You've been doing it the whole podcast.
Absolutely. Sometimes the setup is funnier than the
punchline. It's my favorite feature of you, actually.
Well, sometimes I can just be delighted by this.
Here's
setup.
Where it gets a little...
Oh, yeah. This is getting a little more broad humor.
It's
a little
2016. As just
2016.
So what do we have in the picture here? We have somebody in a nice sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Nice sweater-ish.
Remembering when he was wearing a bra and angel wings.
Yes.
And there's a couple stars floating around.
And the step is to recall something funny.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like the time I assume he died and became an angel at a beach.
Yeah.
I assume is what happened to that guy.
If you build it, they will swim. Beach angels.
Oh, man. You remember that episode of Beach Angels where they're running the food?
Yeah, that whale was a faucet.
I know. Oh, and they were like, go home, you're drunk.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Norm. Oh, man.
Hated the book.
They shouldn't have novelized Beach Angels.
Yeah, they should not have.
Coming soon, how to recognize angels that walk among us on the beach.
Look for the bikini tops.
Mm.
If you can't find any humor in the actual situation around you, try thinking back at a funny joke you heard or read or a comedy routine you watched. It's kind of regurgitating previous steps there.
Let's skip this step and move on to
this just jovial man laughing at the time he remembered his friend burping. Be aware. Step four. Be aware of your breath.
Yes, this is so important.
It's true.
So this is key. To an untrained ear, fake laughter may be indistinguishable from real laughter, an expert...
How embarrassing.
A human being, then?
They're going to be the first to die in the robot takeover.
I think they will.
Who is the expert?
I'm going to murder them when the robots take over.
Studies have shown that a real laugh is more breathy than a fake one. Real Beavis and Butthead vibe.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's like he's in the room. Whoa. Beavis and Butthead. Which one was Beavis? Which one was Butthead?
Beavis was the yellow-haired
And Butthead
dude.
Was the braces.
Oh, he was the braces guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's incredible.
I know Beavis means penis, but I think Beavis came out on top.
That nickname came. It's a lot, yeah.
I didn't know Beavis meant
neither
penis.
Neither did I, Thomas.
Oh, yeah? Well, come
neither
on,
did
guys.
I just assumed it was like
show.
A Leave It to Beaver kind of reference.
Yeah, Leave It to Penis.
Leave It to Beavis. Oh, that man. I can't tell if this is going to get an explicit tag now on iTunes.
Oh, boy.
The anatomical word.
That's true.
That's right.
We didn't say
penis.
Exactly. Yeah. Clinical.
We didn't say what you're all thinking.
Yes.
We said penis.
Oh, man. We did.
You stoners.
And we didn't say asshead.
No.
That's what it was called in Europe.
Asshead? Seriously?
Penis and asshead.
Yes. Oh man, I wonder if people are still listening to this episode.
I sure hope not.
Let's
Jesse.
Move on. Step five. Hang in there. Mm-hmm. Determine how to time it.
Oh yeah. Do you guys want to ask me what the secret to comedy is?
Tim, what's the secret to
timing?
Comedy? Okay, let me. Can you finish the question?
Yeah, sorry,
Tim, what's the secret to
timing?
Okay, I got this. Tim, what is the secret to
timing?
Comedy?
Sorry, Jesse.
We'll never know, folks. We'll never know. The secret to comedy. Yeah! We got there. Yeah. It's called the rule of four, everybody.
Classic comedic.
So, more likely or not, your laughter came at the end of a joke.
Yes.
That's typical.
Do you guys ever start laughing before the joke has even started?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
An untrained ear won't pick that up.
Untrained ear.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night laughing, just knowing a joke will arrive later that day.
And then you get a piece of mail goes through your mail slot, and you open it up, and it's like...
It's a boutonniere
that sprays water in your face.
A brick comes crashing through your window and it just says the word like belch on it. And you're like, oh.
Or it like lands on a whoopee cushion.
Oh, that's so... If you can get that trajectory,
yeah.
Prop comedy is definitely your thing.
Yeah, but like, what is it? Think about the last time you enjoyed a deep, sincere laugh after hearing a joke. Did you laugh in the middle of the story? Or was your natural response the joke at the end of the antidote?
The antidote?
Oh, no.
To the poison you just
drank. Oh, man. I know I could use a laugh after I've ingested poison.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
Once you get the antidote.
This is where we get a little bit scientific.
Yes.
This is because of what researchers call the punctuation effect. Also my favorite Ashton Kutcher movie.
Oh no, I'm late.
Yeah, I have to go back in time to fix this Oxford comma. thanks guys. Thanks for waiting till the end of that reference.
Oh wow, here we go.
Oh,
step
this
six
is my favorite.
Practicing laughing on your own.
Yes.
A well practiced laugh will feel and appear more natural than a fake laugh. Attempted on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the human body recognizes its own muscular responses to laughter.
Yes.
So work out those core laugh muscles for sure. Hit the gym about 2-3 times a week.
Try raising your eyebrows to initiate laughter.
Okay. Yeah, that feels like I'm ready to laugh with the eyebrows up. Everybody that's listening, get your eyebrows up.
Get those eyebrows up.
You know, laugh quietly to yourself.
I just feel really surprised.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit astounded, a little bit taken aback.
Maybe a little bit like, oh, we've been down this road.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Can you not? Sorry, I don't know what came over me.
That was a real Chandler, like, can you not? Oh, man, you guys remember that show?
Chandler?
Chandler? The spinoff?
Yeah, Chandler.
Channeling.
Yeah. Chandler. Look at me channeling over here. You can't Chandler the truth.
Remember when Adriana left The Sopranos to be on Chandler?
That was weird.
And there's that dark show, Chelsea Chandler.
Oh, man. I remember that. That was good.
So, let's
remember
just
the theme song was the Star Chandler Banner?
Oh, my goodness. We're having fun,
weird
folks.
To use a national anthem as the opening to a theme song.
And then the theme song kicked in. Yeah.
The showrunner was arrested for being a traitor,
it's
actually.
True, which is
country.
Hilarious because, as we know, felons.
Yeah.
Super funny.
Yeah. Super funny.
Nice. But before we wrap up with the article, I'd like us just to take a moment to reflect on just the single person alone in her room,
right,
laughing into a mirror, which is a mirror, which is nice because you said reflect. That was a good segue.
Is that like an act of self improvement, or is that just?
I would say it's an act of self hatred.
Self hatred. Yeah,
I've got
that is the beginning of the end.
Do you guys remember the picture of Dorian Gray where there was that picture of a laughing person? In the and it would just like laugh
it
more
just and
got
more funnier and as funnier the other as he got more serious. As the like Seth Rogen reboot of
the Adam Sandler, because he's always got some sort of like magical realism.
The sausage of Dorian Gray.
Exactly.
Old
it's
Dorian
like you
Gray
laugh. Up. His wife's like, you keep laughing at people's funerals. You need to become more serious. So he like, I don't know, runs his car into an old gypsy woman's tent, and she's like, now there's a picture of you laughing. That's just my elevator pitch. Yeah. What would
I'll
it be called, though?
I'll take it. Billy Joel Osment
presents Beach Angels 2.
Halloween.
Nailed it.
So what did you guys take away from this? Like, where? Well, what are you guys going to work on? I know I've got a few things
I could
work
tell
on.
You, or...
Or?
I could show you.
Ah.
Get that countdown ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Aware of my breath, aware of my breath. Oh, callback. Callback.
Let's
nice.
Do some improv,
nailed
folks.
It. So then the artichoke turns to the tomato and says, Orange, you glad you didn't see the salad dressing?
So then what? The blanket turns to the pillow and says, you coming down here?
Oh, I love Comedy Wednesdays, you guys.
They are simply divine.
It's so nice to gather here together and share some hors d'oeuvres.
Just the old club do comedy.
Look, ever since I was diagnosed with wasting disease, I have cherished these times to hang out with my comedic group of friends.
What kind of wacky antics are we going to get up to this Wednesday night?
This truly is the one sanctuary from the terrors of the grave.
I do how you love how you keep reminding us that you're dying.
Well, you are one to talk. I must live with it every night when I'm alone in my bedchamber. So your complaints might seem a little bit self-centered.
Yes. You're killing me.
That actually cuts fairly deep, my friend.
Listen, if you ever need to talk to anybody.
No, I'm good with the jests and jabs and jokes.
Okay, it feels like sometimes you don't take it as well as you dish it out.
Yeah. Oh, you think I'm too sensitive just because I have wasting disease?
I feel like your open wounds are not only on your outside, but also on your inside.
All right, well, try me right now. Say the meanest joke you can think of, and I guarantee you I will laugh till my belly aches.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who is there?
Your shirt.
Your shirt who?
Your shirt. Who would buy such a shirt and wear it in public?
He does love his shirts, right for the jugular.
Look, you better take that back.
Hey, now, we didn't come here to fight, we came here to laugh.
Shut your damn mouth, Jared.
Don't think I'm not worried about killing you.
How can I shut my mouth when I'm so ready to laugh?
Quick,
look.
Tell us a joke.
Shut it. We was having fun today.
Carlsberg, take it easy.
Shut it, Jared.
Carlsberg Jr.
we were having fun today, and you go and make it all about my shirt, which you know was donated to me by many of the children who I protect.
With your sword.
I'm sorry?
With your sword.
With my sword, that is right.
Yes. I know Carlsberg.
I'm fighting rebels every day.
Carlsberg.
Jared.
Should take the day off. You're dying of wasting disease.
No, look.
Just take it easy.
Yeah, I am Carlsberg. Taking it easy. He just went somewhere that it ain't cool to go.
All right, Carlsberg. I take it back.
Okay, thank you.
Are we ready to get back to Chuckle Time on Wednesdays?
I think we are. I got a couple more hours before I gotta hold up in that watchtower by the orphanage.
With your sword.
With my sword, which I throw down at any intruders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that seems like you got potential for some material there, Carlsberg.
You should write a book. You should write a joke book.
You should write an autobiographical joke book.
That details your life joke by joke.
Exactly. Who watches the Watchmen?
Oh, Harper Lee's new novel.
Who tickles the funny bone of the jokester?
Saving kids and cracking jokes.
The Carlsberg story.
Oh, you guys are the best friends I could ever ask
there
for.
There we go.
You know, I'm sorry I got so sensitive. You know, sometimes...
Well, wasting diseases, we'll do that to a person.
It takes a toll on you.
You know, maybe it's this metal railroad spike that went through my frontal cortex, but my mood swings have not been as they once were, my friends. Oh, dear. I have had an unfortunate week. I think you'd agree.
I have to cut this short, too. I have to leave. I have to go attack some orphans later.
Oh, well, I'll see you there, Jared. Right.
That's right.
Not if I see you first.
What about you, Chandler? Where are you off to?
Well, I'm going to have a quiet night in my New York City apartment. Just remembering the five friends that died.
We cut to Chandler in his apartment. There's just candles everywhere. It's all dark. He's got a Ouija board out. He's trying to communicate with the spirits of his friends.
There's a little circular portrait of David Schwimmer covered in tears.
It's like a wreath. There's like a cross stitch. It says we were on break on it.
There's a stone fountain, but there's no water in it. And carved into the side is, "I'll be there for you."
Zombies are slowly moving through the streets below. Ouija, on the floor. Where are my friends, and will I have any more? Why?
B. Please let me talk.
That's B. So rude of me.
That's so rude of me.
Very good, Chandler. E.
E.
H I N D
behind
space
why
we cut to the watchtower. Any day now, I mean any second now.
Sir, I brought you another shirt.
Look, get back inside, little Timothy. Jared's coming tonight with a sack, and you could be in it.
I just thought you might want another shirt.
Look, those shirts have given me enough trouble on the streets. Frankly, you need to work on your craftsmanship if you're going to offer me gifts. Now get back inside the orphanage where it's safe.
Okay.
I'm tired of all this bureaucratic red tape. Me and my wife are going to get a child the old-fashioned way. Putting them in a sack.
Kids, barricade the door. I got one throw of this sword, and I'm not going to waste it.
Hey, kids.
Yeah?
You guys want to go to a place with unlimited shirts?
Totally.
We're getting this sack here.
Okay. I'm going
to get it. We see the sword rotating through the air. Time seems to slow down.
But Jared pulls out his own sword, and at the last second, deflects it down, and it falls harmlessly into the dirt. I made an investment, a sword investment, in a sword.
Does this mean we have to go with him now?
I can no longer protect you, kids. I'm stuck up here in the watchtower.
Is this the first time this has happened?
Normally, I hit my targets.
Oh, right, yeah.
Come down here and face me like a man, Carlsberg.
I'd like to, but... All right, here I come. Cowardice or not, I'm gonna face you, Jared.
As Carlsberg winds his way down the stony stairs of the watchtower, contemplating... Maybe a funny joke that will lighten the mood before they enter into hand-to-hand combat for the kids.
Maybe something funny enough will throw his opponent off balance and allow him victory.
Just then.
Now look, Jared. You might say...
Walking in snow. Here's your sword. Thanks. I see someone has placed a whoopee cushion beneath this patch of snow.
Do you like it?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Well, you're not laughing.
I must remain my composure.
Look, this was the funniest joke I could come up with.
You're gonna have to do better than that. And he stabs his sword through the whoopee cushion and it deflates. Here, take your sword.
You already gave it to me.
Quick. Take my sword.
I guess I you need could say one. Adopting kids is a double-edged sword.
Wait, huh. Clever use of idiom.
Double stab.
Side split.
Splits open one by each sword.
I'm dying, but it's so funny.
Kids, climb inside his body like a tauntaun. We'll be warm tonight.
And as his spirit shoots up into heaven, five other spirits come down from heaven into a small New York apartment.
And one of them lands on the beach.
Phoebe, I'm the one that does songs.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Ross.
I'm Monica. Hello. Hi.
Oh, yo, I'm Joey. Hey.
I'm Jennifer Aniston, known for People magazine covers.
Oh my god, my friends are back. I'm Chandler.
Chandler?
No.
Wait, Monica's a faucet. Monica.
Whoopsies. I guess they must have flipped the wrong switch in heaven.
I still love you, I think. Oh, no. Can I stay married to a faucet?
Wait a sec. Let me fill up the fountain.
Just then, the apartment door bursts open and a robot is standing there.
Ha 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 ha. Check out my robot friends. This is Bleep. This Blorp.
I am Blorp.
We are three crazy robots.
Next time on Three Crazy Robots. I overcooked the chicken and your boss is coming over tonight.
Bleep.
Sorry. Shall we overtake the human race?
I guess so, Blorp.
Ha 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 ha. Oh no, we just ran out of food.
Da 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 da.
And we zoom back out, and everything mists over, and we're back at the comedy club, and one of them has just finished telling that as a joke. And then the boy climbed inside of the carcass, and that was that. What do you think, guys? Pretty good Wednesday joke, huh?
Oh, that's pretty good.
And they all leave the room, and one of them turns back to the light switch and says, "Goodbye, comedy club. Goodbye."
Goodbye.
Click.
Well, this has been Something Wiki This Way Comes. We want to give a big thank you to our special guest, Tim Gray, who kept things nice and coherent.
Absolutely.
Sorry, guys.
No, absolutely. We joined in the fray. I have never laughed, fake laughed, I should be clear, fake laughed so much, Tim. Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I don't know now.
If you're tired of fake laughing and you want to laugh for real.
Yes, I have a, I am recording a comedy album. It's called You Gotta Laugh. So if you could practice these steps and then forget them entirely, because they'll make you a bad person. It's on November 26th. You can get tickets through Ticketfly or at zellers.biz. One set in Zellers.
Didn't know Zellers was still kicking.
No, I bought Zellers.biz. It's the domain that I own.
That's amazing. Well done.
Pretty happy about that, yeah. There's that. And then Hunks, the sketch group that I'm in, is doing a show at the Park Theater on December 9th. And it's a double bill with Vancouver's very own Hip Bang.
Oh.
Coming in to do their sketch comedy show, The History of Romance.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, definitely check those out. I was, of course, joking. Tim is hilarious and weird.
This is the best episode we've ever done, clearly.
Sorry, other special guests.
Sorry.
Nice Phoebe.
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks.
So well, as we close out today, we want you to remember.
Follow us on iTunes and give us 5 stars.
Oh, and review it.
And review it. Yeah, that's how people find our podcast.
Exactly.
Listen to the Hunks podcast.
Oh, yes, we do a Hunks podcast. Yeah, we just had Mark Little on.
That's amazing.
And then we have Chris Locke on. And then, we just do some goofing. Just some goofing. Some goofing stuff.
Great.
Some goofing, some gassing.
Are you guys on? Were you guys on Stitcher? Are you guys on?
No. Google we're just Play? SoundCloud and iTunes.
SoundCloud and iTunes.
Maybe we'll branch out.
I guess Android users can just download it from SoundCloud or get it off SoundCloud. Right.
Okay. Well,
I retract all my statements.
Thank you for the shop talk at the end. That's good. I'm sure you've lost.
Oh, that's why we only have 10 listens an episode.
Hey, 23.
Oh, yeah.
23.
That's pretty good.
That was a big Thursday.
It
was
a big Thursday.
Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode. It's been a wild ride.
Yes.
We learned. We laughed. We loved.
Yeah.
We lost.
We lost a little bit. A lot of kids, I guess.
So,
timing.
And pr-